Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Did I say boind? The Bliss Point of Podcasts. I need to apologize somewhat because I didn't make my usual upload time last time because we just didn't have any internet. So yeah, I was stranded all on my own without Wi-Fi at home. So that's not entirely true, but you get the point. So speaking of stranded, I watched The Odyssey. In my last episode, which is called My Odyssey, I talked a little bit about how this story around The Odyssey was kind of a reoccurring theme in my life, interestingly. And yeah, I watched the movie and I liked it a lot. We watched it in a cinema with the largest screen ever. It was like huge. And it was really breathtaking to see the scenes and how it was filmed. And it's just filmed so beautifully. And there are a lot of nature scenes that are just so touching, so to say. I thought the story was interesting. The way it was built up was also interesting. It was not 100% correct if you compare it to the book, but I think nonetheless it was a really cool experience to watch it in such a huge theater on such a huge screen. And yeah, I can definitely recommend watching the movie. So that's my two cents on that. And now let's proceed. The topic of this episode is not yet clear to me, so I'm just going to talk about what is on my mind right now and on my heart, and that's definitely the fact that I'm very excited. Next week is my very first solo art exhibition, which I'm very excited about. I am in preparation, so to say, and I'm prepping a lot of things for it. It's just such a cool experience, and I'm excited and anxious at the same time. So I definitely want to talk about those feelings, which are kind of interchangeable, and that's kind of a magic trick I learned, is if you're really, really nervous, you can try and reframe the feeling that you have as excitement, because anxiety and anticipation or excitement activate the same pathways in your body and the same reactions are elicited. For example, a higher heart rate, you start sweating, you start shaking potentially, and maybe you feel like you're about to burst or something. And if you reframe the feeling of anxiety as excitement, that can really, really help and transform your experience of the moment. And I am both. I'm anxious and excited. But the excitement definitely overweighs, and whenever I start going down a negative route, I try to remember that this is really my dream, and I get to live it, because I've always wanted to be an artist. And I think having a first solo show is really cool, and I really hope that a lot of people are going to come and see my art, but whoever is there is greatly appreciated, and yeah, I'm just super happy and grateful. I haven't really spoken about the kind of art I make. I would say I definitely tend towards realism and hyperrealism, but with like special elements. So I would say it's kind of a neo-realistic, hyper-realistic style that I have. If you want to see more, feel free to follow me on Instagram at World of Fila. And I usually document how my drawings are made. And I mainly draw because I think drawing is just so relaxing, and you can always start and stop. You don't have to mix your colors by hand and then work before they dry up or think about the medium itself so much. That's definitely not the case with colored pencils, because you can just take them out and work away, which I love. It's kind of like comparing playing piano and playing the guitar, for example. I played both when I was younger, so I would say with piano it's easier because it doesn't take so much effort to get out a note. So if you play a note on the piano, you just have to press down the key that you want to play. So you don't have to think so much about getting it right. I don't know if that makes sense, but in my mind, it's easier to play the piano than a guitar, because when you start learning how to play guitar, you are occupied a lot with getting the notes to sound in the first place, and not to sound good, but to get like a sound out of the instrument. And I would compare painting and drawing to each other in the same way. Like when you paint, which I have done in the past, the process is just different. And I think drawing is just a hassle-free kind of making art, and I like how it looks. I like that I have so much control over my medium, and I just love it. So even if people say, you know, if you draw, you're just an illustrator, so be it. I don't care. But I experience a lot of joy and fun being an illustrator and being a person who draws. I would say I am an artist, and I'm on my way to becoming one officially, so I really like that. And I feel like this was kind of a random episode, and it will be live on time, so definitely stay tuned. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and I will be back in a week with a new episode. Take care. Bye.